And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Do we have a great show for you today? Corey's not going to be joining us, a little under the weather, and Pete, as we talked about yesterday, starting his six-day adventure down at Guadalupe Island. But, man, do we have a great one. Captain Tim Ekstrom of the Royal Star is joining us today, fresh off the boat with the best info you could get. It's going to be a great one. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Fly flat ball jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H, and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need, and with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 80% on hundreds of items. Just listen to this list of vendors. Accurate, Avet, Talstar, Costa, Daiwa, Fishworks, Gamakatsu, Iser, Mustad, MC Baits, Okuma, Olakai, Owner, P-Line, Phoenix, Power Pro, Salty Crew, Seaguar, Shimano, United Composites, West Coast Marine, Wind Grips, and Yozuri. That's right, over 20 manufacturers' reps. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranx Casting Contest. Show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranx 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 80%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives to spice up the pot. We'll have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 2nd.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup here on the Let's Talk Hookup Network. Stoked to have the guy sitting next to me, Captain Tim Ekstrom. Morning, Tim.
Morning.
Going to be a good day, buddy.
Well, I'll tell you, fresh off the boat,
it gets no fresher.
Off the water, and I can't, you know... This year, I mean, what can you say about this fishing overall?
Period.
I mean, between the fishing that's gone on, you know, it's rare that we have a a scenario where everywhere everyone is on the water is catching fish.
Biting.
The long-range fleet, the guys on the ridge, outside the ridge, have just been smoking the wahoo. Beautiful,
cool.
Beautiful wahoo fishing. The grade of tuna down on the ridge is absolutely phenomenal. Local fishing, come on, man. The greatest tuna out here is unbelievable. We were on a seven-day trip, and the weather... Excuse me, the weather was a little grumpy on the outside. It looked like the ride across. We were going to begin our trip at Guadalupe, but the weather was going to be hideous rolling across. And the weather was good up here. Fishing, you know, was good. Bluefin, all that stuff. So we opted to start our trip up here. I couldn't leave.
How cool is that?
We spent, 3 days up there. The grade of the bluefin, oh, my gosh, man. We hit it right. You know, we had, for 3 days, and you know, the numbers don't sound big, but we had 27, and 28 bluefin. The three consecutive days, throw in that sprinkling of that 40, 50, those beautiful grade yellowfin. I mean, at least 20 of them were over 100 pounds.
Come on.
Yeah, the small, we had one fish that was like 25 pounds. The other ones are 40 to 70 pounds, 50 pounds, 55 pounds, just beautiful.
And this
fish.
Is traditional fish and fly line, fish and fly falls. Not like you picked one off on a kite and then the next bite comes from one on the kite. I mean, this
exactly.
Is, everybody's catching them up.
That's exactly
oh,
right.
How cool
long,
is that?
Long drifts.
100 pounders.
Upwind, yeah.
Oh, man,
yeah.
That sounds so good.
And I got to tell you, I mean, I wrote about it on our website last week, but I've seen a lot of bluefin over the years. The late 90s, I mean, there was volume of fish that was just stunning. This deal last week was... I mean, in the afternoon, it seemed like it all got together in just one just mega school. And I kid you not, Ricky, we would drive for 3/4 of a mile with 20 fathoms of fish under us.
Oh, my God.
And still, the end of it was another half a mile down. I mean, it was, the hardest thing to do was not stop in the middle.
I'll
of
bet,
it. I mean,
yeah.
You, just, you want to get up there to the leading edge.
Yeah, but how do you drive over them for 10 minutes and not just,
10
just
minutes.
Pull your hair out? Like, we've got to stop. That's
20
crazy.
Fathoms of fish.
That's crazy.
I mean, there's thousands and thousands of tons of fish there. Unbelievable.
And this was the last trip. It's not like that was your highlight of the year. Like, that's what's going on right now.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
And it's really been going on. I mean, that same volume of fish
has
been around. It's the same fish. It's been around. It moves in. It moves out. But, you know, it's just like, I mean...
Oh, that's,
again,
that's
getting
my skin crawling.
You just can't even fathom that there's that much fish out there. And, of course, you know, one out of a million of them bites. But there's so much that even that one out of a million, you know.
Yeah, equates to a great day.
That's right. You keep floating along there. And,
oh, that's cool.
You know, more join in. I was speechless a few times.
That's
looking
cool.
At these showings of fish that would come up and... My goodness, man.
And the other part that you touched on was how good, you know, you talked about the yellowfin that filled in. Like, that yellowfin is a great grade of fish, too. It's not like the 5-pound footballs that we saw at the beginning of the year. I mean, there's some very good quality yellowfin around.
Yeah, and the little guys are around, too. It just depends on where you're at, you know.
And what gets on you.
Yeah, it's almost like the little guys are down on the drag. They're on the bottom end
okay.
of the fish. You know, when you're on those, you know you're on the back end of things. You know, head northwest.
Get to the end of the line.
Yeah, head up. But the majority of that yellowfin we caught, I mean, there were a few times where, you know, we got a couple of 18 to 20 pounders. Most of that fish, when you're drifting along with that bluefin, it's like 25 pounds, 28
awesome.
Pounds. Fish up to 30 pounds, 35, just beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, almost the grade of that smaller fish that's been out there in Guadalupe. Absolutely incredible. And they're great to keep you entertained because, you know, that
keeps you busy.
But, yeah, the long drifts of the bluefin, you would drift along, and they'd be boiling around. You hook one every once in a while. You go through a lull period, 20 minutes, you know, you don't hook anything, and all of a sudden, whoa, a little raid of yellowfin
Perfect.
Comes through, you know, six
Perfect.
Or seven.
Oh, that sounds so good.
And you start boiling around. You hook three or four. Yeehaw. You know.
So now I'm with you. You go through that when you're behind the wheel. How do you try to, you know, I mean – in your mind, before you know, had the weather not been a thing, you were going to Guadalupe, you know, like, how do you experience something like that? And just, you know, that's the tough part of the guy behind the wheel, the part that I never envy is, like, how do you see fishing like that and try to decide to make any kind of a move or not? Like, you can't. I mean, the fishing's too good.
Yeah, that's exactly. And that's what we did.
Yeah.
I mean, the number one rule of thumb, don't
yeah,
even find them, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you're not going to get better than that. And we had the luxury of time, too. That's the beauty of those seven-day trips.
Totally.
We run them almost all summer long, beginning in the middle of or the third week of July, with but for a couple set exceptions. We throw a couple of 4-day and 3-days in there to,
you know, just a charter schedule.
Yeah, and provide an opportunity for novice level anglers or just somebody who just doesn't have the time to dedicate to a 7 day, give them the opportunity to ride the boat and get in on some of this local fishing too. But the majority of our trips are that Saturday to Saturday 7 day for a good reason. I mean, it's the perfect trip. Yeah. It is literally the perfect trip at that time of year, regardless of whether you spend time offshore fishing here and then go down to the island, to the coast. If you just, you know, if it isn't happening up here, you could easily read the Laos, fish Laos, you could fish the ridge. You can do anything and everything on that trip in that length of time. But this trip is a perfect example. So 3 days offshore, just had a great catch of that beautiful bluefin, that quality yellowfin here, even threw an opa in there.
Oh, nice. Yeah, big one. Ultimate bonus.
Exactly. The psychedelic perch, a giant one. But we went down. We still had a couple of days to go down and fish Guadalupe, and we had such a beautiful catch of tuna. We didn't really need to focus on that. Yeah. We had time to dedicate, and the weather was perfect, just grease, beautiful. So we fished the backside, targeted those big, beautiful yellowtail.
Oh,
there.
How cool is that?
Oh yeah, in the hood, man.
Yeah. Blake was in the store telling us, you know, tragedy, like, you know, just describing it as the best fishing you could imagine in the worst neighborhood you could imagine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're just hooking them one after another, and you're not putting anything in the boat. You just can't believe it. I mean, it's like, it's funny, but it's not.
Yeah, right.
You just, there's another one at the side. You just watch the rod just double over. They're pink.
With those things, if they get pointed the wrong direction, it does not matter what you hook them on. They go away.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, you hook them on a kite gear on a 50 wide and 200 pound, and if they're pointed back at the hole that they live in and that tail has some room to move, like, they're getting back in.
Yeah. And however that structure is down there, they just know. I mean, yeah, they get a wrap, they go down rubbing their side or the bottom, whatever it is. I mean, it's amazing how fast it happened.
Right.
It's like, God, was he like right on the rock when that happened? Yes.
Hey, I'm bit. Boom. And just the atmosphere that creates on the boat when it's that good. You know, it's not like you worked all day long for the one bite and went away when you know you're probably going to get another one and your buddy loses one and it's the cheers and the slap on the back and the giving your buddy a hard time because he got rocked. Like, that makes for some of the funnest times at the rail.
Exactly. And the beauty of that is it only takes one.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, that grade of fish, I mean, we're talking yellowtail 40 to 50 pounds, and a 52-pounder, 48-pounder, 45-pounder. You know, 40-pounders are coming up one after another. It only takes one.
Yeah.
I mean, you get one of those, and it's a day maker.
It's a trip maker.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a real deal.
You get two
fish,
of them, and it is. It's like, oh, my gosh, I've never got a yellowtail this big. And then, you know, your body, like you said, gets one bigger, and that motivates you. You go through three more, and you get another one. We had a couple on the surface iron.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Oh.
That was actually going to be my question, is so you don't necessarily have to catch everyone in the dropper loop? I mean, is it when you're fishing the dropper loop, you get more bites, or is a savvy guy trying to fly line for them so you at least hook them a little farther away from the structure? Like, how does that all work?
A little of everything.
Okay.
You know, because, yeah, you see a few boiling around, sliding sinkers, you know, it all would work.
Yeah.
Certainly in the case of the last couple of trips, the dropper loop was the rig of choice.
Yeah.
But, you know, it all. Right. The funny thing is, I didn't really see any difference. You know, you fly line one up, and it's a damn thing. It's the same result.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's on for 6 seconds instead of 3 seconds before he rocks you. Makes
exactly.
It look bad.
We certainly didn't do. We didn't do any damage to the population up there, man. We had a nice catch of them. We had a couple of days where we really, you know, we accumulated a couple of rounds. It was just fantastic.
That's so cool.
But I mean, they came out of there the winners by a long.
That's awesome.
They're just down there laughing.
That's it, and they know that. Yeah, they know they got you. Well, what a cool deal! And so we're getting into the fall. You know, traditionally some of the great times. You know, Guadalupe still coming ahead when the, you know, maybe sharks start to dissipate a little bit, and we got some great on the horizon, and still certainly some great opportunities. I know you said that grade of fish is still, you know, still very nice, catchable size, and still some great, you know, things on the horizon to look forward. We kind of talked about that yesterday, how, you know, people always inherently talk about the fall and things start to slow down, but we're in the heat of it still right now.
It's really, I mean, what this has got to be 4 years in a row now, and it's almost like this is the new normal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And all that fish when it moves in, you know, that early season, May, June, July, when that fish is around, just I mean, it's everywhere, yeah. But you have to hit it on the right day for it to bite, catch it. You know, it's way more inconsistent, yeah. Not in the amount of fish it's around, just in how it bites. It's
willingness.
Like, you can just tell it's that early season, and yeah. Then it is. It's 4 years in a row, second week of August. It's like,
here
game
we go.
On, yeah. Man. It, everything starts, and it ramps up through September, October, and it's going. This local fish is going to go into November, and then so.
It's
not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And that bluefin, if it's anything like the last few years, I think we're going to have a lot of opportunities at those bluefin all the way into December, into January again. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
There's so much of it. Yeah.
There's food.
Exactly. And, you know, short of a huge temperature drop in the water that's going to drive those yellowfin away, I don't think they're going anywhere either.
Oh,
they're happy campers right now.
I mean, you look at the consistency of fishing that Taro and the Liberties had, Ryan's had in the San Diego. I mean, these are trips that leave in the morning and come back in the evening and just trip after trip after trip on that quality yellowfin tuna.
It's like the greatest time to be in from both an angling side, recreational angler, from doing this for a living for as long as we have. I mean, these are career times, man.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, it just doesn't, you know, we'll go cliche, it doesn't get any better than this.
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's such a wonderful time to be an angler in this fishery where, like you said, you can jump on a three-quarter day boat. What this has done for our brand of fishing and how many new anglers that we've introduced to our brand of fishing, our style of fishing, you know what I mean?
I totally
the recruitment the last few years, I see so many people now that are into fishing that they weren't before because they just didn't know. Didn't know how much fun it is, how cool it is to do this. You know, I mean, you go on one of those boats, like you said, there's a lot of people out there who are, you know, they're tentative about going on an overnight boat.
Of course, yeah.
Just an overnight alone, you know, let alone a week-long trip or a three-day, just an overnight. You know,
yeah.
they want to go out and be able to come back the same day. And going out there and having the opportunity to yard on, you know, big bluefin. Duke was on the Liberty the other day, and, I mean, they had, like, you know, it was just an incredible day on the yellowfin. They just slayed them. They had limits by like 8 in the morning, yeah. Something like that. And then they went out and they had 30 or 40 of those beautiful 40, 50, 60-pound bluefin with a couple of big ones in the afternoon. I mean, really?
Like you say, think, put yourself in the shoes of the guy that's never done that before, went out with a buddy, you know, hey, man, come do this. And maybe, you know,
right.
Cut a few bass at one point, and then you jump on the boat in the morning. And you're like, you're putting yourself in the middle of a 7-day trip.
It's,
you know,
exactly,
I mean, that's the type of fishing you're having.
That's,
you're just taking one day out of the middle of the price. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly so cool. What I'm talking about. I mean, there's so many anglers now that have had an opportunity to see this kind of fishing, real deal.
That's,
you know,
so
what I mean,
cool.
And you know, I mean, you and I live it, man. We're hooked for life. We're serious addicts, man. we need help.
Yeah.
I mean, once you get it in your blood,
it's no getting out.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of new anglers that have caught the bug.
It's,
you know, because this fishing is just so phenomenal.
Yeah, it is.
Thank God for it.
Yeah, you're not live, buddy. Well, as you can hear, we've got a great show for you today. There is so much to cover. Tim and I will often do that. I'll get into a tangent of talking about how much you like that kind of thing. But, boy, you want to talk about things that we got going on today with the tackle and gear and new trips coming up and all kinds of great stuff. You know, having scratched the surface, Mazatlan coming up. Like, there's a lot of really fun stuff to cover today, and we are really looking forward to talking to you. If you want to be a part of the show today, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Again, 833-288-0973. And if that wasn't enough, what a killer prize we're getting to give away today. And it is a Sato Line Winder Kit. It's an awesome, awesome, awesome prize. The Sato Line Winder Kit is a super high-tech line winder, comparable to line winders that go for up to $2,000. And you can buy one for under $300. It's your best value in a high-tech line winder. You can get it at selected tackle stores like the Longfin, Fisherman's Lining Tackle, and other great opportunities. Or, better yet, give us a call at the end of the show today, and you might win that brand-new line winder, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Hookup Radio Network.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt. But that's why so many 4- and 6-pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 80% on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers reps like Shimano, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 80%. Plus, plenty of manufacturer's incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. We will have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 2nd.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Good time here this morning. Captain Tim Ekstrom of the Royal Star joined us. Phones are absolutely packed, and Tim, I'm sure everybody's excited to jump to it. So let's do right that. Let's jump into the phone and get us started this morning with Scott, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Scott, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I had two questions, but there's only time for one. I was just curious. Tim, how did you get started in the industry? Like, just a little background history. And then the second question was, if I had, like, a 60-pound outfit, and then I had, like, a 50-yard top shot of mono, and then I wanted to add fluorocarbon, like a little short fluorocarbon leader top shot, like, what would you guys recommend for that connection, not with the heavier fluorocarbon?
As far as that connection, I always just tie it back-to-back uni. Is that what you tie?
Same. Yep.
Yeah, I tie it back-to-back uni. I would recommend, however, just top it off with Spectra and just go straight fluorocarbon leader. You know, I don't really think there's a need for that mono on top of the Spectra and then a short fluorocarbon leader. I personally prefer just a straight, you know, short top shot, like 15, 20 feet, or even shorter, 10 feet of the fluorocarbon.
With that, it's just, you know, your bait has the ultimate opportunity to swim, you know, very free, very little drag in the water, and, you know, long rods and things like that, they take up all that, you know, you've seen it, like, nobody lives like you guys, there's, you know, that treated right, there's no real problem pulling hooks, you know, you guys don't feel that kind of thing?
Oh, not at all.
Yeah, okay.
No, and the rods, they absorb mm-hmm. now, that you know, that softer tip, they absorb a lot of that shock. You just get a lot more bites. You just do. You know, the jury isn't out anymore. I mean, we've known this for a lot of years. That short top shot gets bit, man. You know, that fluorocarbon, the Spectra, there's no drag in the water. It just cuts through the water. My guys listening are going to love it. It cuts through the water like a grease snake, man. It just does. You know what I mean? It's just, there's no resistance. The bait swims better. The presentation is superior, and you get a lot more bites. As far as my backstory, I am the quintessential kid that I was the dock rat. I was a kid that hung around the docks. My dad used to take us sport fishing, and I know both my brother and I, we caught the fishing bug. We used to catch smelt off the rocks and clean fish down at Seaforth and help clean up the boats when they got in. And, you know, we'd do anything we could to get on the boat, on the half-day boats, catch a ride. And, you know, eventually we just endeared ourselves to those guys. And you know, I started out as the pinhead and worked my way up. And, you know, I got on the big overnight boat at 16, the Pacific Queen.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah, that was my first, you know, that was the big loose.
Yeah,
man.
Totally.
I made it into the overnight world. And the rest is history. You know, I started on there and worked three or four seasons with Eddie, mm-hmm. and then got on Royal Polaris with Frank, and you know, here we are today. Saved my nickels and dimes. All my friends that weren't fishing, they were off whooping it up, you know, going to school and partying, and at 30 years old, they were scratching their head, wondering what the hell they were, you know, what happened all the time, what they were going to do in life, and I was a boat owner. And
that's pretty cool, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
When somebody like Scott or somebody out there that's listening that's, you know, that wants to get into that game, like, how does one work on the Royal Star? You know, you guys keep that's part of going on the Royal Star. Like, you keep an amazing crew. Your guys are an extremely well-oiled machine, and, you know, somebody's young and aspiring to, you know, they know they want to be Tim Ekstrom in 10 years. Like, how does one get on a boat like yours? Like, how does that work?
So, first thing, you come down and make a proper introduction, you know what I mean? Shake our hand, look us in the eye, and you know, let us know that you want to work,
yeah.
You know, and you can ask me that question face-to-face, and I'm happy with any young people to lay it out. Here's a path. Here's a plan. We certainly, you know, we're always looking for the next guy.
You always are, yeah.
You know what I mean? Paul, who was that kid, Paul was 18 when he started working on with us on Royal Star, and, you know, he as well as four or five of the other guys in the past, they follow that same pattern where they get in the boat and they work hard, they work their way up through the ranks, learn the engine room, get their license, learn how to drive, learn how to fish, and next thing you know, they become a boat owner too. But the starting point is come down and meet us, come down and look us in the eye. You know, Paul, he used to come down. He actually came down every time the boat got in. He came down and he would help us unload.
I was going to tell that story. I love hearing that. I think that's such a...
Every time the boat came in, he'd jump on, he'd help pitch fish off, he'd clean the boat up with the guys, he'd go to the fuel dock.
He wasn't receiving anything from you.
Nothing.
He'd just show up when the boat came down with the slickers on. Hey, man, you guys been working for the last 7 days. Let me give you a hand.
That's exactly right. And obviously got to know all the guys. And,
sure.
And, you know, he was the first time we had a spot open up and become available.
Because, everybody knew that's
where
he
was the guy.
Yeah. And how welcome must that be? I mean, you guys have been working, you know, 7 days in a row, getting everything done, and here's a fresh set of hands. I'll jump in and help you. Let me, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
That's awesome.
The guys, you know, I mean, we all love seeing young guys do that anyway.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Because
Because you know the drive is there.
That's right. We know the drive is there, and that's our story.
That's
you know,
cool.
Almost everybody that I know that's in the sport fishing business, you know, and continues on, does it professionally, that's our story.
Yeah, certainly.
That's how I started.
Certainly that's everybody that's behind the wheel of a rig like yours. That is just about the story on every one of them.
That's exactly right.
That's really cool.
And you know, for all the, if there are kids listening or you know, anybody out there, please, come
yeah,
on down.
Yeah, totally.
Get involved. You know, nowadays, it's not easy to man our boats now. You know what I mean? There's, you know, obviously the labor market's really good, and there's just so many other things in life that people do and kids do now that there are a lot of distractions out there. We need more crew members.
Yeah.
We need good, solid, you know, individuals who are passionate about fishing and passionate about working on the ocean, working with people, and you know, the more the merrier.
What is when you've got the new guy, like, what is the hardest part? What's the easiest part for him? You know, is the people interaction? Is it the fishing? Is it the machinery? Like, what are the things that are the toughest learned and the ones that, you know, they just got it in their blood? Like, what do you see when you have new guys coming aboard?
It's physically demanding.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And
sure.
you're up at odd hours, long hours, you know, I mean, for us, It's you know, there's a lot of downtime during the day, you know what I mean? But
sure,
there's like short bursts of really intense activity, and then it's followed by downtime. But it's the demand that
yeah,
you know, you're basically on the clock 24/7. So, you know, you aren't really, but you know, by definition,
totally,
you are. So I think that you have to be built that way.
Yeah.
There's just, you know, there aren't a lot of individuals that can handle that kind of demand. You know what I'm saying?
I totally do.
I mean, you have to be wired that way. Some people, I know that I'm one of them, and you know, all the guys that I know that are good in this business, like, we're driven by that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the more worked I get, the more intense I get,
yeah,
the more driven I get by it. It's like nothing can keep me down.
What else you got for me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And all the guys I know, again, that are good at this, they're wired the same. So, you know, I mean, it may sound great until you're, you know, you're day 14 in your stretch. You know what,
yeah,
I'm saying?
Totally.
So I think that's the most challenging part for guys to adapt to, or crew members to adapt to. But, you know, again, it's not a it's definitely not an occupation for the faint of heart or
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know,
it always blows me away as a passenger at how seamless you and the crew make everything look. You know, like, we don't realize when we're having a good time and having a cold one catching a fish that you're worried about machinery and refrigeration, and, you know, when we're sleeping all night enjoying, you got woken up for a wheel watch and a deck watch, and, you know, there's so many things that happen behind the scene, and you're so seamless about it that we just don't realize. We're on vacation having a good time, and there's a lot that goes on for the passenger safety, for the upkeep of the boat. I mean, there's a lot that happens.
And that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
I love hearing that, because, you know, I mean, you guys are on vacation. I mean, we're the stewards, we're responsible, and it's a sacred responsibility that we take seriously.
Yeah,
we're in charge of your safety, we're in charge of making sure that trip goes off and you don't notice what goes on behind the scenes. That's what we're there for.
Yep, that's awesome. Hey, Scott, appreciate the phone call very much, buddy. Thanks for that. Let's head on south down to Rancho Leonero, find out what's going on in the East Cape. We got John Ireland on the line right now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning,
John.
Well, it's beautiful down here. Nice fall weather. It's a cool morning. Gosh, it was 64 degrees this morning when they're putting the boats out, which is cool for down here. I think it's actually cooler here than up in San Diego right now. Highs are in the low 80s. It's just real pleasant weather. Water temps down to 81, 82. It's dropped a good 5 degrees from last week. We're definitely getting into fall weather. I got some results from the Bisbee, if you guys are interested.
Sure.
Has anybody called in yet?
Okay. No.
First place team was Tranquilo. 500, every qualifying fish was a blast, by the way, this year. There's just been a lot of blasts from them. Tranquilo was a first place team, 577. They picked up $1.4 million. True Grit was second team. Yeah, good. Yeah, they spread it out pretty easily. You wait until you hear the third place team got more money than the first two. True Grit was a 498, and they got 1.3. And then Wild Hooker had a 466. And actually, there was another there was a tie for third, but these guys must, Wild Orchid must have been across the board on the Calcuttas. They picked up $1.75 million. So they actually, third place team got more money than the first two. And that was interesting because they were, the first day, Wild Hooker and I forget the name of the other boat, both had 466-pound fish, so they were tied for first. The 2466er. I don't know what the odds of that are.
Well, the other 466 came on day two, and how they do tiebreakers in the case of those Money Marlin tournaments is the first person that brought the fish to the scale is the breaker of the tie. So since the Wild Hooker fish was caught on the first day, and the Stella June fish was caught on the second day, the tie is broken by the first people to bring the fish to the scale.
There you go. You know more than I do, Rick. You got it. Yeah, well, Wild Hooker got lucky with the first one in there and really won the big money on with the third place fish. And then we had the tuna shootout yesterday, and 93.5-pound yellowfin won 31K, and second place, and that was Mi Pistola. And then Eat Me Lures boat won 27K with a 66-pounder. That was a one-day shootout over the Van Warmer. So lots going on. Fishing, you know, here it's been good. A lot of Dorado around, no real big Dorado. Medium-sized guys between 5 and 20-pounders. But quite a few Dorado. And then the elephant are biting pretty well, too, off of Rincon and off the Lighthouse. A lot of 15 to 30-pound fish. And then the marlin, my gosh. Jack Nielsen was out on Mark Rader's boat about 3 days ago, and they released three blacks and, they call them blues, but everything's in black. Three blacks and a striper all in one day. We're just loaded up with marlin out in front. So fishing's still good. Fishing's still good.
Man,
guys.
That's awesome, John. It sounds like some great fishing. Boy, so lots of big ones around in the East Cape and Cabo proper. So, John, if somebody wants to take advantage of what we always say is the best month in the world to be at Rancho Leonero, how do we do that?
Thanks, Rick. It's 800-646-2252, or check out our website, RanchoLeonero.com.
John, sure appreciate that, buddy, very much. I know it gets tough in the fall, but there's still opportunity to come down and come join you?
Yes, absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
Awesome.
Call us, give us a call. We have rooms for sure.
Awesome, John. Appreciate
you and Jim are doing a good job.
Thanks, man. Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it, buddy, very much. John, we'll talk to you next week.
You sure will.
Thanks, amigo. Appreciate it very much. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls, more great information, more catch reports. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Hookup Radio Network.
It's Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event from October 1st to November 26th. Take advantage of special offers on eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes and be ready to hit the water in spring. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. For a limited time only, offer ends November 26, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and right now with this crazy bluefin fishing that's going on, a small two-speed reel is the name of the game. And, you know, that choice clearly has always been Talica for us. It's a lightweight, easy to handle, I think the most technologically advanced reel that's been made. I mean, you want to talk about something that has the power and ability to fish great. Talica has always been the choice. And now there's another great option, and that's that brand new Speedmaster. You know, all the technology that was developed and learned in building Talica is now available in a lesser expensive platform. Nothing will ever be a Talica. That is the Ferrari. That is the nicest of them. But if the budget doesn't allow for you, Speedmaster is now available at a $250 reel that 100% keeps you in the driver's seat for those 50 to 100-pound bluefin. Check it out at your local dealer, or for more information, check out Shimano.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Saturday, November 2nd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle and clothing. Choose from hundreds of t-shirts and shorts from AFTCO. It's AFTCO and Fisherman's Landing. Saturday, November 2nd.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, E. Having a great time this morning. If you want to join us, 833-288-0973. Been a busy morning. Lots of great info going on. This is your chance to get us here and give a question for Tim. Have a question talk about offshore fishing, inshore fishing, the likes. We want to hear from you. And, hey, with that, we're going to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report, which today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, but now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger. It's all available at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Don't forget, too, the spices and rubs are now available at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. And as we talked about yesterday, next Saturday, big event going on, Tackle Days at Fisherman's Landing, where Fisherman's Processing will not only have a booth, well, they'll have all those great goodies available, their smoked cheese, all the spices and rubs and kits, but also Sean is going to be doing a seminar at the end of Tackle Days, and it's going to be all about home smoking your fish. So everybody's had that Fisherman's Processing smoked tuna. There is nothing better than that. And Sean is going to go over the entire process from when you catch that fish, whether you go out fishing on the Liberty or you're fishing on the Royal Star or you're fishing on your own boat. Once you have that fish on board, how you care for it, how you keep it in primo condition, and then take those fillets and turn it into that final product like they offer at Fisherman's Processing, the brining, the seasoning, how to smoke, the whole nine. It's going to be a great seminar. We're looking forward to that at Tackle Day next Saturday at Fisherman's Landing. With that, let's find out what's going on in the water. It's time for that catch report. We're going to start it off with a Data War Sport Fishing with a man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Good morning.
Good stuff, man. Gosh, what a nice week of weather, huh? Oh,
just
glorious.
Perfect. Great weather and biting fish. Yeah. We'll take that.
No, absolutely. You know, and with that, you know, our week was very similar to the last couple that I've kind of reported on. You know, that weather, we certainly took advantage of it. Great fall calico bass fishing, I think, would be the best way for me to describe it. The fly line sardine, I'd say, fished the best for us this week. There were some times during the week where, you know, our regulars that like to fish the rubber lures, they certainly had some very good catching with that. But the bigger fish, for sure, the legal fish, definitely on that fly line sardine. Along with that, we're seeing some real nice sheephead, some other bottom fish like that being caught on the shrimp and the clam baits that some of our anglers like to bring as like a little added, you know, bonus to their catch. Sometimes those clams and shrimp can kick out some real nice sheephead. Three-quarter day scene for us. We're still out there fishing deep. It's been very good. You know, that's kind of why we're still on it there. Solid mixed bag for that rockfish for our anglers. Some real nice reds, grouper, sculpin. The Colt Sniper jig has been very productive. That 80 to 100 gram jig fished on like a 60 pound braid with a, I'd say a 30 pound mono leader is all you really needed. And we've been mixing in some of that really good bass fishing as well on those three-quarter day trips too. The Fury on his overnight stuff has continued to keep that tuna in his counts. He's been working very hard at that. Some very good mixed grade yellowfin and a small sample of that bluefin and some skipjack on his last day and a half that got in yesterday morning. He's still, you know, got trips on the books, and he does have his November schedule up as well. So certainly if you want info and details on that, you need to call our office and get all that info. And then finally, this coming Friday, we're kicking off our 12th annual halibut derby, so we're stoked to get that underway. That trip is on board the Kilmeny. It's already sold out. So those trips sell out very quickly. So certainly, you want to call ahead on that. Those trips are $69 a person, and they drift strictly for halibut from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Fridays and Sundays. So call the landing for that info. And again, if you guys want to save a few bucks on a local trip with us on a half or three-quarter day trip, give you guys that discount code FALL25. That'll knock 25% off. So call our office. The phone number here, 949-496-5794. Or you can also book online at danawarf.com.
Woolley, that's a great report, man. Glad to hear the fishing continued to be in so great. And, man, we got good weather and good times up in front of us. I just see nothing but that continuing on. And very excited to hear how those halibut drift trips start planning out for the guys.
We're stoked on that, too. So, yeah, hopefully, we start off with a couple real nice fish on that leaderboard. We'll see how it goes.
Sounds good, buddy. Thanks for the report. As always, Woolley, we'll look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
Thanks, guys.
All right, appreciate that very much. Let's head on down now to Cedros Island. Jeff Flowers is on the line with our Cedros Sport Fishing Report. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
Oh, we're doing good. Great. Anxious to hear what's going on at the island.
Well, you know, I've said this before. It sounds like a broken record, but it's still fantastic. The fishing's good. Fish are big. They're pulling hard. They're in shallow water right up on the beach. Nice to see we got some videos of some customers have sent with some big bait balls, mackerel getting pushed right up onto the shore and, you know, 15 feet, 20 feet of water, guys casting into it and catching the fish of a lifetime. Record fish for individuals. We're catching, Dorado right now, a few yellowfin here and there. Haven't had any success on the Wahoo like we did last year this time, but, weather's kind of kicked up a little bit this last week. So we had one red flag day, this last week. But when Mother Nature throws a few lemons at you, we turn it into lemonade. And Richard, our host down there, took everybody around the other side of the island and did a band tour.
That's so cool.
Oh, yeah, if you've been on that, Ricky, it's a fun thing to do, especially when you're on a little bit longer trip, just to get out there and see what that island's all about on the other side. And guys are just having a blast. So guys are coming back on trips, full bags of fish. They're bouncing right up to the weight limit for the plane flying back, which is awesome. And booking for trips for next season. So things are going good. No complaints. We stretched our season out a little bit more for this year. I think Rosie added another week. And we're looking at putting on probably another couple extra weeks for next year to get us through November and possibly into December. So
it's showing,
things are good.
Yeah, it's showing. You know, I mean, in years past, things would have already been wrapped up at this time. And, well, you'd hate to do that because you look at how great the fishing is on the island right now. I mean, it's still prime time. Great calico fishing, great yellowtail fishing. Well, glad to hear things are going so smooth down there, Jeff. If somebody wants to get in on a late-season trip, I know that Cedros Sport Fishing is an incredibly popular option. Are there still times for this year, and is it too early to book next year?
Well, there's a couple of trips that have a spot or two open. You know, things happen in life, and people have things and obligations that come up. So, yeah, get a hold of Rosie on that. But, yes, as far as next season into 2020 and 21, she's taking names, numbers, reservations, and deposits.
Nice.
So way to lock it in is to give her a call. You can reach her on her cell at 619-772-7570, or you can go to the website, take a look at cedrosportfishing.com, take a look at the schedule, see what's available, and still check in with her. If you think that there's something you might be able to sneak on, if you got a day that or a week that you can get away between now and the end of November, you just might be able to get on a list and
always call
with the trip.
Yep, always call, because you never know what comes up. Well, Jeff, great information. Glad to hear Cedros Island still kicking them out, and Cedros Sport Fishing is taking people there in style. Appreciate a great report, and we'll talk to you next week.
Take care, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, Jeff, thanks a lot for that. Well, that's going to wrap up our Catch Report now. Again, sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. They have a complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli. They do Mexican and California licenses, trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View in Lakeside. Check danalanding.com for more info. Phones are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Tim, and we're going to do just that. Let's talk to Minard, who's calling us from Temecula this morning. Hey, Minard, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. First of all, I have a comment for Tim, and
I've just wanted to let you know that I've been fishing on your boats for the last 7 years, and it's always an enjoyable time. You guys amaze me. You always find the fish. And I've already booked 2 trips for next year. My question is this, and that is that, you know, like you said, that the fishing has been going on for, like, the past 7 years. And, you know, you got to kind of have to scratch your head and say, well, you know, what's next? You know, is it going to taper off, or is it just going to continue? You know, we're all getting spoiled.
Well, you know, that's a good point, because the cycle inevitably will come around, but we're looking at a combination of factors here. I believe, number one, the bluefin, I don't think that bluefin's going anywhere. There's just so much of it around, and I actually wrote about it last week on the website, just a little blurb that how we're looking at an incredible example of effective fisheries management. We really are. You know what I mean? And we all took a hit a few years ago. Even the wrecked anglers had to cut back on the limit, you know, the daily bag and the overall bag limit on the bluefin. But the commercial guys on both sides of the Pacific, they cut down. Mexico's done a phenomenal job. I mean, they were catching north of 10, 12,000 tons a year. They knocked it down to 2,500 to 3,000, 4,000, which it's a lot of fish. It sounds like a lot, but relative to what we're seeing around here, it's not.
Right.
It's very sustainable. And there's just more and more of this bluefin filling in. It's camped out. And short of some huge change in conditions, you know, some big shift in the ocean, I don't think this bluefin's going anywhere. I think this bluefin fishing that we're seeing is going to be, you know, I mean, it is what we have to work with now, and you know, this phenomena, what's going on in the Southern California Bight, and has been for the last 4 or 5 years. It's like every fish in the ocean funnels
here.
In here.
Yeah.
They come here and they camp out. At, you know, obviously the forage availability, you know, that the conditions are just perfect to attract all these big apex game fish. Yellowfin filling in. You know, the big question, everybody says it every year, and we've talked about it here. It's like, well, what about albacore?
Yeah.
What about albacore? When are the albacore? You know, I've gotten to the point where it's like, hell with those
what
things.
What about them?
Like, yeah. Like I mean, it's not that I don't want them to come
totally.
Back. It's great, but I wouldn't trade
this
insane fishing on bluefin, yellowfin, all the other add-ons. You know, I wouldn't trade this for anything.
No
and
way.
The beauty of this fish here, this bluefin and this yellowfin, the yellowfin in particular, they favor that continental shelf. They favor those inside banks. This bluefin has been favoring the inside. They're in here out of the weather.
Yeah, right.
You know,
that's a great point.
I was
sure.
Like albacore fishing. Yeah, let's go out there and fish, you know, 50 miles south of Cortez Bank, you know, and we all know what that entails. I mean,
that's a great point.
Again,
never even thought about
it's
that.
It's
yeah,
great.
Totally right.
This fish comes in, camps out.
It'll
be blowing
beach.
25 outside of Clemente, and then here it's flat calm or it's 10 knots. You know, you get the swell, but you don't get the big wind. This is just such an incredible setup. And again, short of some big oceanic shift, This looks to me like what we have to work with.
That's
for
what's
a long time to come. I also want to add that I'm getting sidetracked here, but this fish that we're looking at now, I don't think it's going anywhere. You and I were talking about it earlier. I mean, I think we're going to be catching this fish all the way into December, into January. It, you know, I mean, it may move up and down the coast a little bit, but it's here.
There's no reason for it to go.
Yeah.
And what's so cool about the fish liking is we're just in a very normal condition. We're not fishing in some anomaly condition, some crazy El Nino hot water blob you couldn't rely on. Like, this is what we do. This is Southern California. Like, we're not in some crazy water, weather pattern, anything like that. This is just what our normal water condition is, and this fish is in here and happy, and the food's there, and we're just not operating outside our normal parameters.
That's it. You just wrap your head around that.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's cool.
And, you know, this area here between, you know, Northern Baja, Southern California, Southern Baja, this is one of the richest stretches of ocean on the planet.
It's pretty cool.
And, you know, it keeps producing fish. And from the recreational side, you know, the management of these fisheries, it's both excellent recreationally as well as commercially. The yellowfin tuna population, I mean, for what it requires to really fuel, you know, our rec fishery and the bluefin. I mean, we're just
scratching.
We're set up. Yeah, we're set up beautifully.
I love it.
I love the point you made because it's true. We're not looking at some crazy anomaly. This is what we have to
it's
work
our backyard.
With.
Yeah.
And you know what we were talking about earlier. It's not just here. I mean, you take your steps down the coast. Look at the report that Jeff gave from Savis. Look at the report. The guys down on the ridge. The incredible yellowfin tuna fishing that's going on down there. The greatest fish on the ridge is like 30 to 40 pounds.
Oh, awesome.
You know, there's smaller ones just like up here. There's some smaller ones too, but at the top end, the grade is just beautiful
and
down there.
There's so much option that when you find the small ones, no big deal. We'll just drive around
exactly.
and find some big ones.
Yeah, you just high grade it. You don't
have to
shake them off.
Yeah, you don't have to hang your hat on it.
Exactly. And you know, the wahoo fishing, has just been phenomenal.
That's cool.
I got to tell you also, I got to tell you, you know, What we have done in long range fishing and sport fishing out of Southern California here over the last 10 years, 15 years, it really started with the whole introduction of the RSW thing, how we've reduced our overall take of fish and once especially the canning option, you know, that was kind of the big white elephant and when that went away, the amount of fish we catch, the amount of fish we retain has it's been cut in half.
Yeah.
I mean, literally. And our anglers are having phenomenal trips. They're loving life. They're loving the time. They're not driven to just keep producing like this mad dog that's just, you know, teeth gnashing, you know, in the weasel in the hen house. You know what I mean? Everybody is so much more thoughtful about what they take, what they retain. And I mean, it's just made for a much, much better fishery overall, vacation experience. But we're looking at you know, it's purely anecdotal. I don't have actual, poundage to compare, but I know
from, you see what comes out of the hole.
Yeah, this is 30 some odd years that I've been doing this. I know what we used to come back with throughout the 90s, you know, the 80s, the 90s, early 2000s. I know that the amount of fish we used to come back. We come back with half the amount of fish on just about every trip. And the cool thing is when we're out there, everybody is self-regulating. You can feel it as a captain and a crew. It's like, oh, we're done.
Yeah,
we're done.
Right. Cause better go find something else.
Yeah, because anglers stop fishing them.
That's
it was just like, hey, yeah. I got five of these things. I got 60. Their limit's 15, but I got five or 60. I'm good.
Because guys are now bringing home 10 filet mignons instead of 25 packs of ground round.
Exactly.
You know, you're bringing home this super quality product that you're wanting to enjoy that way. A case full of cans in the garage that you're trying to figure out what to do with at the end of the year. Like, now people are bringing home the most... when you go on a trip on the Royal Star, you're bringing home a product that's better than you can buy.
Correct.
You can't find it that good.
Yeah. I think that also plays into the bigger picture in that, you know, again, wreck fishing doesn't account statistically for a huge amount of fish, but we're doing our part, too.
Sure.
You know, we're taking half as much fish as we used to. That adds to the health of the fishery and, you know, the future of this fishery, no question about it.
Cool.
We're all doing our part, and it's very gratifying to me, you know, doing this as long as I have. And I've been on the, you know, I'm not a tree hugger by any means, but I've always been on the try to be on the leading edge of, hey, let's fish responsibly, you know, sustainably and so on and so forth. And to see it come to fruition just through evolution. You know,
it's
not like everybody got beat over the head with this, just the evolution of our fishery has it has gone the right direction.
That's rad. That's cool. I love to hear it. Hey, when we come back, we got a whole nother hour coming your way. Plus, we're going to check in with Gundy Gunderson, find out what's biting on the beach. You stay tuned. Lots of great Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Check out the great savings on pen reels, including the Fathom, International, and the all-new Torque in silver. These pen reels are ideal for long-range angling. At Tackle Day, come meet over 20 manufacturers' reps, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle, up to 80% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Here's great news. If your boat is between 27 and 32 feet, Seakeeper has you stabilized. The Seakeeper 2 is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats up to 35 feet. Even better, this Seakeeper 2 is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate off battery power, making installation fast and easy. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride on the boat with the Seakeeper team. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and book your free demo ride, visit seakeeper.com/take a ride. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Seakeeper.
Hi there. I'm Hayden from Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kites right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-7 6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.